are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
It's week 16. It's the fantasy playoffs. Hey, if you're with us, then you're with us, baby. Let's go.
Are you ready?
We are back. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now. Buddy, what's happening?
I'll tell you what's happening. Drew Lock was locked in last night, man. I mean, you know, it didn't look great to start, but I got excited when I saw him hit that block on the touchdown by K9. You know, what a great game. What a great comeback victory. You know, he don't get to play that often. And yeah. The post-press interview, really, I really felt something when he was talking, man. I was like, man, do I like Drew Lock?
Yeah, right. Exactly. You know, yeah, dude put his heart out there. I mean, it said it was like over 1,000 days since he had a game-winning drive. Dude killed it. I'm happy for him, man. I love to see those things. How about the Eagles, man? What's going on?
Yeah, man, I don't know. Their defense not doing well. Switching out defensive coordinators. Matt Patricia did the game. I wonder if that changes next week. Who knows? But, you know, I know Jalen Hurts was sick. And like I've said before, you know, when you're in Seattle and you're at a home game in Seattle, it doesn't matter what Seattle's record is. If they have a chance at the playoffs, they got a chance to win.
It does seem like Seattle plays up to the competition, same way they did with the Cowboys a couple Thursdays ago. But, I mean, yeah, good for the Seahawks, man. The Eagles, I mean, I guess Jalen Hurts was sick. Is that why we're saying they lost her?
Well, I don't think that's the only reason. I think their defense had a lot to do with it. I think their offense didn't play terrible, but I think their defense definitely struggled quite a bit.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Especially against Drew Lock. I mean, they should have done a lot better.
Big play Slay is not there all either. That could have made a difference. Hey, Tyler Speary says, thoughts on Metcalf this week? Lock isn't good. Plus, is Wicks a good pickup if Reed doesn't play? If there's any news on Watson, Geno is better.
Yeah, man, I think regardless, I'm rolling with Metcalf. You know, I know he didn't have the best game, but when it came down to it, he was relied on. And I think that this week it'll be better. You know, the Eagles defense did play bad, but they also shut down Seattle for the majority of the game. Mm-hmm. So I would roll with Metcalf regardless.
Yeah, I'm with you, buddy. I'm with you, man. You got to play the hot hand. Yeah, those three touchdowns could come anytime. But guys, we've got some waiver wire ads for those fantasy playoffs, man. If you've made it to the next round, congratulations. We're just going to give you some guys. If you've got a little bit of fab left to spend, we're going to give you a couple guys to help you hopefully get to the fantasy championship. But first, we have got to get a quick word from our friends at Thrive Fantasy. Guys, right now, Thrive Fantasy is doing it big. And when I say big, I mean big, man. $250 deposit match for new users. All you got to do is use the promo code Fourth and Flex. Or if you go down in the description, there's a link you can click. It'll get you where you need to be. Right now, new users get three squares, Christian McCaffrey, 0.5 rushing yards. You know he's going to get it. Josh Allen, what do you got? 0.5 passing yards. Then we got Cooper Kupp, 0.5 receiving yards. These are free squares, guys. You lock them in with a couple other picks. That's money on top of money on top of money, Trey.
No doubt.
Good stuff, man. Thrive Fantasy, man. Let's make some money together. I like it. But we do have some waiver wire ads for your fantasy playoffs. Week 16, let's hop into some quarterbacks, Trey. Popping off the list, it's got to be my boy, Baker Mayfield. QB1 for the week. Thank you very much. 55% rostered still in sleeper leagues. 22 of 28, 381 yards, 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, went into Lambeau. Perfect passer rating by a visiting quarterback has never happened. My Tampa Bay Buccaneers killed it, and I'm starting Baker next week, Trey.
No doubt. I agree with you completely. I mean, we know Baker can do it, you know, and it definitely is up and down and volatile, but hopefully he rides that hot hand and stays putting on the pressure and getting them touchdowns, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yo, Tommy popping in. Yo, yo. What's
up? What up, Tommy?
What's happening, buddy? What's happening? And Tyler says, what was the answer about Wicks, Reed, and Watson if they're all on waivers?
Yeah, so if Reed doesn't play, I think Wicks is worth a pickup, but I don't think you're going to get Reed level
production.
So honestly, in my opinion, I would just stick around, watch the show. We got a wide receivers coming up, and we got a couple guys down there that'll probably be better than Wicks for you this week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We do. We got some guys coming in. Trey, we got a one quarterback out the way, buddy. You want to pop us off with the next guy?
Yes, sir. Next quarterback on our waiver wire ads is Mason Rudolph, baby. They've been chanting for him. It's Christmas, and Rudolph is here. He surpassed Mitch Trubisky, whom he took over for in the fourth quarter of Saturday's loss to the Colts. The team reportedly is holding out hope for a chance for Pickett to come, but I think that Pickett's not going to be ready to go, and Rudolph is going to be the man. And we haven't seen too much of Rudolph, but when we did, it looked better than anything Pittsburgh's put out there. So I think Rudolph is, you know, obviously he's going to be a risk starting him, you know, with not having any information behind him. But if you're super struggling, especially in super flex leagues, I think it's worth a start.
Absolutely, buddy. Mason Rudolph, super flex, definitely struggling, definitely. But I have seen Mason Rudolph come in for the Steelers and do decent things. That's all I'm saying. So this is definitely a you know, there's nobody else out there kind of ad, but he can definitely help you out, buddy.
For sure.
Let's go ahead and move on to the next quarterback on our list. It's Aiden O'Connell. Another one that's kind of going to be probably a super flex. I know you wish you would have started him last week, though, man. And that's in a regular quarterback league. QB2 on the week, 7% rostered in sleeper leagues. 20 of 34, 248 yards, 4 touchdowns that nobody saw coming against that Charger defense. Aiden O'Connell, man. I mean, over on Sleeper, they've got the Officer Farva on his picture on there, man, which I think is perfect because dude's rocking the stash just like it. But, hey, Aiden O'Connell, man, throwing for 4 touchdowns, maybe starting to figure it out. They couldn't put it all on the running game because Josh Jacobs was out and they wasn't sure what they had with Zamir White. But, hey, man, it seemed like every time they got on the field, Aiden O'Connell was firing bullets, Trey.
No doubt, no doubt. You know, hopefully that continues. I know the Chargers defense was not doing very well in that game, but the Raiders with this new coaching staff and the way things have changed around are really starting to look up and look up for fantasy. So I like Aiden O'Connell a lot.
Me too, buddy. Me too.
Moving on to our last quarterback waiver wire ad this week. We've talked about him before. It's Joe Flacco, baby. Flacco completed 28 of 44 passes for 374 yards and 2 touchdowns. He did have 3 interceptions, but this week coming up, he's got a big game against the Texans. I think this is going to be a shootout type of game. Ooh. And Flacco putting up 374 yards last week, I think he's matching that energy this week. You know, and obviously I think he even come out and said, you know, those interceptions are not what he wants and not what he expects out of himself. I think he's definitely going to hone in on that a little bit. And I think it's going to be a great game, man. I think Flacco is going to be a great stream for you this week.
Yeah, I mean, Flacco coming off the couch, man, hasn't played in who knows how long. Yeah, I started him in a league, in a super flex league. I had to do Joe Flacco. There was nobody else out there. And, man, I've been riding this high on Flacco, man. He's been doing pretty good for me. Made it to the next round of the playoffs in that league with Flacco as my second quarterback in super flex. Joe Flacco can definitely help you out, buddy.
What's that? I think it's 2 or 3 wins in a row for Flacco now.
Yeah, yeah. Dude's killing it, bro. He's killing it. I'm liking it. I'm liking it. But those are the quarterback waiver wire ads for your fantasy playoffs week 16. Let's jump to some running backs, a couple of guys that can help you out. Popping off on the list, it's got to be Zamir White. 22% rostered in sleeper league, so he's probably most likely out there. I'll be completely honest with you. This is one that I didn't see coming with Zamir White. I really thought Amir Abdul, the guy they use more often, was going to take that role, but Zamir came in, cleaned house, 69 yards, 1 touchdown. I mean, honestly, I feel like they would have ran the ball more if Aiden O'Connell wasn't so hot. But basically, you're going to get a guy who's going to be your main running back as long as Josh Jacobs is out. So I think you got to throw some fab at Zamir White, Trey.
Yeah, no doubt, especially for guys that like maybe lost Keaton Mitchell this week. I think Zamir White is a great fill-in and honestly has a little bit of a higher ceiling than Keaton did. But yeah, man, this dude's going to rock out for your fantasy team.
Sure is.
Moving on to our next running back waiver wire ad, a guy that's potentially out there, he's a little bit higher percentage rostered, but if he's out there, you should grab this dude up. I've said it several times. It's Ty Chandler. Chandler ran for 132 yards and one touchdown on 23 carries and also had three receptions for 25 yards on four targets. He played almost every snap for Minnesota, and the backup, Kini Nwagwu, saw just one carry for 1 yard. Now, it's not clear whether Alexander Madison's ankle injury will return against Detroit in Week 16, but if Madison is out there, regardless, I think Chandler's going to have a great game. Even Kevin O'Connell came out and said that Chandler's going to get a big role in this offense.
Yes, sir, buddy. Ty Chandler, man, came out, killed it. Madison's not there. Chandler said, look, next man up, that's me. Dude came out, killed it. I mean, what was it you were telling me, Trey? If Madison's out next week, you're benching him for Henry?
Yep. I'm benching Henry for Ty Chandler for sure.
Woo-hoo-hoo. That's Madison somebody you play. Got to get up, man. So if he's on the waiver wire, grab up Ty Chandler, Trey. I like it.
Yes, sir.
Moving on to the next guy on our list, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, a guy that went mostly undrafted because he really wasn't doing anything. Isaiah Pacheco is out. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is in, 47% rostered in sleeper leagues, went for 13 carries for 37 yards, four catches for 64 yards, and a pretty touchdown from Mahomes in the end zone. I mean, they're finding a way to work with both of these guys. So if you need a fill-in running back, Clyde Edwards-Helaire can definitely help it out, Trey.
Yeah, man, you know, and I think it definitely has a lot to do with the wide receivers on this offense just causing problems. I mean, Kadarius Toney is just failing over and over again for Mahomes. You can see the frustration in his face. I really think Kadarius Toney next week doesn't get but one target all game. I really think that's what it's going to look like. And when they don't have wide receivers, you got to check it down and you got to do other things. And you got guys like Clyde Edwards-Helaire and our next running back waiver wire ad, Jerick McKinnon. McKinnon carried the ball four times for 11 yards, caught all three of his targets for 19 yards and a touchdown, and completed his own pass attempt for a 4-yard touchdown. He's produced three touchdowns, one rushing, one receiving, and one passing in the last two games that Pacheco has missed. And he could continue to be a big factor. I think even if Pacheco comes back, I think Pacheco would take over more the Clyde Edwards-Helaire role, and McKinnon would still have his role because they finally figured out that McKinnon is the guy they need to use. And so I think McKinnon, regardless of how things turn out, is going to be relevant for you.
Here's the thing, buddy. Last year, when we got into December football, Jerick McKinnon started to catch fire. And in the playoffs, all through then, that's when it happened, man. And it just seems like deja vu, and it feels like Jerick McKinnon's about to catch fire again. I think this is definitely a guy you got to get on your roster, buddy.
Yeah, man, without a doubt.
For sure, for sure. Hey, Mr. Bakes a lot. What's good, homies? Popping up over on YouTube. What's happening, my friend?
What up?
Guys, don't forget, if you are watching on YouTube, please don't forget to hit that like button for your boys. Subscribe to Fourth and Flex if you haven't done that already, man. Means the world to us. We're here to help you. Help us out a little bit.
Yes, sir.
But let's go ahead and get to some wide receivers, Trey. Some wide receiver waiver wire ads for your fantasy playoffs. Popping off the list, man, got to be Josh Palmer. Okay, Josh Palmer, man, 39% rostered in league. So there's a great chance that he's still out there. Four catches. He got a touchdown, 113 yards. Josh Palmer, man. I seen him sitting there on the waiver. I thought, you know, he's got old stick over there. He's really not going to do much. But if he's the only guy out there and Keenan Allen is hurt, Josh Palmer did what I should have predicted that he was going to do, and that's go off, my friend. So if Josh Palmer's out there, grab him up.
Yeah, definitely. Especially if Keenan Allen doesn't play in this game, Josh Palmer's just going to have another great game. I mean, it's one of those things that when you got nobody else out there, he's going to be peppered with targets.
Exactly, buddy, exactly.
Moving on to our next wide receiver waiver wire ad, it's Noah Brown from downtown, baby. A couple goose eggs, no problem. Brown came back, recorded eight receptions on 11 targets for 82 yards and a touchdown. He led the way for Houston pass catchers in terms of targets, yards, and receptions. And even if Nico Collins returns, I think Brown should see a projected bump in production, especially with C.J. Stroud likely coming back. So big excited for Noah Brown. You know, a couple weeks ago, we saw him put up two back-to-back 100-yard games. I think he's back in that spirit. I think he's going to be a great add for your team.
Town, Noah Brown. I like it. Yeah. I mean, the Texans still found a way to win without CJ Stroud. Noah Brown is definitely a guy that you could trust, I think, in the playoffs. And I don't know if Nico comes back, I feel a little less safe about trusting Noah Brown. But if he's not there, I say Noah Brown, throw him in for sure, Trey.
No doubt.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. Let's go ahead and move on to the next wide receiver on the list. He was on this list last week, but he's still under 50% rostered. It's Curtis Samuel, the guy that helped us save a playoff match for you and me, Trey, this week.
Yes, sir. He did.
Yes, sir, buddy. 48% rostered. 5 catches, 41 yards, but 2 touchdowns for your boy, Curtis Samuel. I mean, Sam Howell is starting to see that in the red zone, especially, Curtis Samuel can get open, create space, and that's what you want in fantasy, especially in the playoffs, man. Those 2 touchdowns can make or break your week, man. So Curtis Samuel, you got to get him on your team.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, buddy.
But moving on to our last wide receiver waiver wire ad, a guy who's been on our waiver wire show for 2 weeks now. This makes the 3rd week in a row. But guess what? The last 2 weeks, he was 0% rostered in sleeper. You guys must be watching because now he's 10% rostered, baby. And that's DeMarcus Robinson. He caught 2 of 3 targets for 44 yards and a touchdown and rushed once for 22 yards. Matthew Stafford trusts this dude, and that's 3 touchdowns in a row in the last 3 games. He's gotten 3 touchdowns. This dude is a end zone radar monster. So DeMarcus Robinson is going to get you that touchdown you need for your fantasy team.
Yeah, I got to be completely honest with you, Trey. The first time you sent me DeMarcus Robinson, you said this guy's going to be on the waiver wire list. I was a little standoffish, man, but you know what? This guy has remained consistent throughout the last few weeks, and I really think for this Rams offense, man, he's somebody that could definitely get you to help you out.
Hey, look, man, I've started him 3 weeks in a row, and I've been happy about it.
Absolutely, man. DeMarcus Robinson, man, we saw Mahomes use this guy and do a little things here and there, but if he can remain consistent like we hope he does, DeMarcus Robinson, great add for your team.
No doubt.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now we got to move to them big fellas, man. I'm talking about those big tight ends, some tight end waiver wire ads for your team. Let's go ahead and get it started with a guy that he was on the list last week, and then he wasn't. There was a big space between the last time he was on our list. That's Hunter Henry. Okay, 21% rostered in sleeper leave, 7 catches for 66 yards, 1 touchdown. Bailey Zappi loves him some Hunter Henry. Okay, that's all you got to say, really, to know that you got to get Hunter Henry on your team, man. As far as tight ends go, I mean, a guy that's getting touchdowns and at over 50 yards is honestly a really good grab for your team, Trey.
Without a doubt. I mean, that's what you want out of your tight ends, 50 yards and a touchdown. Hunter Henry finally coming back and doing his thing. I'm really excited about it, and I'm glad to see it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But moving on to our next tight end waiver wire ad, it is Gerald Everett. Everett brought in 5 of 8 targets for 41 yards. He has back-to-back 5 tally games. He hasn't recorded less than 4 receptions since he had a goose egg against the Lions in Week 10. You know, it's just one of those things, especially in PPR formats. Gerald Everett is racking up targets because you know, this team's got to check down. They lost Herbert, and they're checking down as much as they can, and Everett's the receptionist of it.
He really is, buddy. Look, I've been blowing the Gerald Everett horn for a while now. You can attest to that. I've been saying Gerald Everett is a guy, and especially if you're in a tight end premium league, which is starting to become very popular now, 2-point receptions for your tight ends. I mean, Gerald Everett, man, he seems to be the guy when Stick or even when Herbert was looking for somebody and things were freaking out, Everett was always there in the flat to grab it and go, man. So Gerald Everett, man, I think is a great tight end ad this week, Trey.
I agree completely.
But let's go ahead, move it on to the next one on my list. Tucker Kraft went against my Tampa Bay Buccaneers this week, man, and he did a little bit, man. 14% rostered in sleeper. 4 catches, 57 yards, 1 touchdown. Honestly, when I saw 4 catches, I was surprised because I watched that game and it felt like every time you looked up, he was throwing the ball to Tucker Kraft, man. And that's as soon as I seen that, I'm like, this guy's going on the waiver wire list this week for sure, man. But still, he managed to remain productive, get a touchdown. Tucker Kraft, man, he's starting to solidify his role all as a tight end there. And I wouldn't be surprised if he's going to be the tight end one on that team next year, Trey.
Without a doubt. And with all the injuries going on this team, I think Tucker Kraft's targets can even go up more from there. So I like it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, we are going to, I do see your questions down in the comments, guys. We are going to get to those. Give me just a minute. Get through these waiver wire ads.
Jumping to our last tight end waiver wire ad. It is Tanner Hudson, baby. He had 5 targets, 5 receptions for 49 yards. He is a safety net for Jake Browning. When Jake Browning doesn't know where to go, he checks it down to Tanner Hudson. And this dude could see even more of an uptick with Ja'Marr Chase possibly being out this week. I think Tanner Hudson's going to be a great PPR ad for your team.
Absolutely, buddy. You know, a lot of times I see where Tanner Hudson gets a lot of his work. He hits a block, rolls out, and is right there ready. And like you said, when Browning sees nobody, when he goes through his reads and sees nobody, Tanner Hudson's right there, man. And I'm always smashing the over on the Tanner Hudson receiving yards, Trey.
Without a doubt.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Guys, those are our waiver wire ads for your fantasy playoffs. I hope you made it to the next round. And there's a few guys in there to hopefully get you to the championship. We got a few questions we got to get to, and then we're going to get to Trey's top 3 streaming defenses. But let's go ahead, hop into a couple of these here. Let's see. We were talking about Josh Palmer as a wide receiver waiver wire ad earlier. Tyler Speary over on YouTube says the thing about Palmer is Allen might be back. And if he is, Palmer becomes Valdez-Scantlin.
Yeah, man, I definitely agree with you there. I just have a feeling that Allen is not going to be there. This is just one of those things that you go ahead and add Palmer now, because if Allen's not there, Palmer could help you win your week in the playoffs, and that's all we're trying to do at this point is win. At this point, you're just putting guys on your bench in hopes that you can get something out of them, you know? So if Allen doesn't play and you don't have Palmer on your bench, somebody else does, they're going to fire him up, and hopefully it's not against you.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. Tommy says, what's up, boys? Should I trust Barkley this week, Trey?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's definitely tough. I know he had a rough week, but I think he has a bounce back week. I mean, you can't, I just don't think you can bench Saquon in the playoffs, man. I couldn't pull myself to do it.
I have to agree with you there, buddy. Have to agree. Dylan on YouTube says, answering fantasy questions? If so, I got a bunch. If not, no worries. No worries. Let's see here. Oh, let's see. He's got a doozy for us there, buddy.
I think he's got 3 questions in the first one.
Okay, let's go. We got this. All full PPR. What do you got, Trey?
Flacco, Stroud, or DeVito? Yeah, for me, it's not DeVito against the Philly. So I'm looking at Flacco against Houston or Stroud versus Cleveland. Let me tell you something. Stroud is playing against – okay, yeah. So you're trying to decide between which quarterback to start in that game. Mm-hmm. Personally, I think it doesn't matter because I think that game's going to be a shootout. But to be honest with you, I'm leaning Flacco because that Cleveland defense, man, and C.J. Stroud having a week off, you know, hopefully he's still on point. But I lean Flacco, to be honest with you.
I love how he puts who they're playing there.
Yeah, I know. That's beneficial.
That is very beneficial. All right, number 2, start 2 running backs and 1 flex. Mixon at Pittsburgh. We got James Cook at the Chargers. Pollard at Miami. And then we got Reed at Carolina, likely at San Francisco.
So jumping right off the rip, you're starting James Cook. You have to. I mean, this dude, if you're here now and you had him last week and you started him, he's how you got here now.
Yep.
So you got to start James Cook. But between the rest of the guys looking for a flex, I'm looking for
Reed or Mixon?
No, I would say Mixon, honestly. Yeah. I think Mixon is going to be your best bet there out of the other guys. I mean, I feel like Pollard will have a better game this week, but it's scary.
It's 2 running backs. Did you say 2 running backs?
Okay, so 2 running backs and a flex.
Mixon, James Cook, and I like Reed.
Yeah, if Reed plays, for sure, I like it.
Mm-hmm. If not, what do you think, Pollard or
Likely? Yeah, I would go Pollard over Likely, in my opinion. I think he's going to have a better game this week.
I think so too, buddy. And hey, one more. Broncos defense versus New England or Green Bay's defense at Carolina?
I go Broncos, man. Let's ride.
Ooh, I like it. We don't think Green Bay at Carolina might be a good one too?
Green Bay just defense just let the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat them. So
right. Wait. What is that supposed to mean?
I mean, they let Baker Mayfield put up 4 touchdowns on them, you know?
Okay, yeah, that sounds better when you say it like that. Hey, Tyler says about Kraft is what is mustache status this week.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Yes, sir. All righty, let's see here. He meant to say, I love Kraft if Musgrave doesn't play.
Musgrave.
Yeah. Hey, here we go, man. Start 2, Rashee Rice, I think A.J. Brown and Devonta Adams.
It's A.J. Brown and Devonta Adams for me.
Yeah.
I know that the Eagles didn't have a great game and Brown didn't really perform and hasn't really performed for a couple weeks. But they are starting to look more and more towards him. And if he would have got that catch at the end there, you wouldn't be asking that question, you know?
Yeah, and I would have won like $400. So. Yeah. What are you going to do, buddy? What are you going to do? Let's see here. Dylan that says these defenses options are Denver versus New England or Bills at the Chargers. DST.
See, I lean more of the Bills right there. I know a lot of people are talking about Denver versus New England, but I think I lean Bills at the Chargers.
Against the Chargers, just balling out on old stick, using them for practice.
Yeah.
I like it too. Beautiful stuff. I love it. But guys, it's that time of the show now. We got to get you some streaming defenses for your fantasy playoffs for another episode of Trey's Top 3 Dude.
Yes, sir. These are some streaming defenses you can use for the fantasy playoffs now. These are teams that should be available. Obviously, there's better options. Like if the Bills are out there, which I doubt they are, if you own them, you're starting them. You know what I mean? The Niners, those kind of things. But these are teams that should be or could possibly be on your waiver that you can start this week that I think are going to do well. In no particular order, by the way, it's kind of a rough week. So I'm going to start at the top with the Colts versus the Falcons. Indy's 46 sacks. They have 46 sacks this year. They rank 3rd in the league, okay, on sacks. They're tied for the 2nd most takeaways in the NFL with 24, and the Colts rank among the top 5 defenses in terms of fantasy points. Now, I wouldn't have thought that until I read those stats, and I'm like, okay. And then you got the Falcons, who can't even decide who their quarterback is. I mean, Bijan Robinson is not doing what we expected him to do. I think the Colts are going to put some pressure on the Falcons, man, and really do something here. Moving on to our next top 3D, it's the Broncos versus the Patriots. We talked about that just a minute ago in the comments, and it's wholeheartedly because the Patriots suck, and the Broncos have a decent defense. So, I mean, the Patriots just, you know, they can barely put up any amount of points on offense, regardless if there's who's on the other side. And the Broncos have a fairly strong defense, so I think they're going to put in some work for your fantasy team. And lastly, I have the Commanders versus the Jets. Ooh. Give me the Commanders defense. Obviously, the Jets are out there. I would go Jets as well, but they're probably most likely rostered too high. But the Jets have given up the most points to fantasy defenses this year. So take that with what you will, but the Commanders defense is all right. And, you know, Zach Wilson, you know, and how things are going with the Jets, it's not looking good.
Yes, sir, buddy. Oh, man, the Patriots suck. We haven't been able to say that in a long time,
my friend. I know, but it feels so good rolling off my tongue.
Yes, sir. Guys, that's some streaming defenses that you can use next week for your fantasy playoffs. Trey, thank you so much for those, buddy, man. This guy is on point with those streaming defenses, by the way, my friends. He had the Raiders last week as the number one ad in your defenses, and guess what? Put up 30 points in a regular full PPR league. So my boy's rolling over there. My boy is rolling. But guys, now it's time for the gag bag. The gag bag are players that we are done with. We don't want them on our roster anymore. Just go away and be somebody else's problem. Trey, who do you got for us this week in the gag bag?
Man, it's really sad because in preseason this year, I was talking this dude up, hyping him up, drafting him everywhere, fairly high, 5th or 6th type round, really thinking this dude was going to be a breakout running back for me. And it has just been nothing but sadness and devastation. And that is Khalil Herbert, baby. It's so sad, but he has done nothing but hurt my fantasy teams everywhere I have him.
Ouch, that does hurt, man. I was with you, man. I was on that bus riding along with you, man. I really put a lot of stock into the Bears offense this season. Khalil Herbert was at the top of my list as one of those guys that was going just like super, super low. And as the season grew closer, people were starting to think the same because he rose and he rose in that ADP, man. And it was all for nothing, Trey.
Yeah, and you know, one thing I do have to say, this just goes to show, do not use preseason games to determine how players are going to play. Because when I saw that play where Khalil Herbert caught that pass and ran it for like 80 yards, I was like, this dude is it. He is him. I'm getting me some Khalil Herbert. And that's the best play he's played all year. And it wasn't even in the regular season.
And it didn't even count. Didn't even count. Guys, this week in my gag bag, I've got a guy that's also kind of sad. He's kind of one of those guys that generally flies under the radar, but he's always been at least consistent in fantasy football. And that is Tyler Lockett. Okay, man. I mean, listen, Tyler Lockett's only had 3 games with over 20 fantasy points this entire season, man. And it's just been completely inconsistent. If Metcalf was able to perform most of the year, then I feel like Lockett is a good enough receiver to also been able to perform. But that did not happen, my friends. And for that reason, I'm throwing Tyler Lockett in the gag bag.
You didn't throw Khalil Herbert in the gag bag. Let's go ahead and do that.
Right, I know. Now. I was just thinking that. I was literally just thinking that. Khalil Herbert, throw him in the gag bag.
Yes, sir.
I just slipped my mind, you know. Yeah. I do love me some Khalil Herbert, though. Guys, that's great stuff. Great stuff. Now it's time for Making Bets with Bandy. Guys, this is brought to you by our sponsors of the show, Thrive Fantasy, man. We're going to go through, do some over-unders with you, man. We're going to do it with you, man. Guys, again, Thrive Fantasy down in the description. Win some money with us last week. If you were riding along with us, you've seen we placed a bet on these over-unders, man, and we won a little bit of money. Should have bet more. Any other day, Trey, we would have bet at least a 20 spot on that thing. But you know what? $5 gets you 52. I'll take it. But let's go ahead and pull up the board here, my friend. Pull up the board. All right, buddy. Let's see what we got. We've got the Saints at the Rams. We need a few good ones. Let's see. I'm going to start here with Matthew Stafford. 242.5 passing yards. You like the over or the under on that one?
I like the over, but it's close.
Okay. 37.5 for the longest completion.
I don't hate that. What else we got going on?
Okay. Let's check out some Kyren Williams over under 89.5 rushing yards.
That's a heavy number, but you know, the Saints defense is not a terrible defense.
That's right.
I kind of like the over, but I kind of want to look around.
How about the 20.5 receiving yards for Kyren Williams? How are you liking that?
It's very interesting. I think that could definitely happen, but I also think that the 89 could happen pretty easily too. I just, you know, is that the best bet?
It could also not happen easily. Exactly. Cooper Kupp over under 73.5 receiving yards, Trey.
I like that, actually, to be honest with you. He's really been stepping it up, and 73.5, you know, I think he could easily bust off a hundo.
What do you think? Smash the over on Cooper Kupp?
Smash it.
Smash the over on Cooper Kupp. All right, let's see here. Puka Nacua, 64.5 receiving yards.
Man, that's been his line pretty consistently as of late, you know, 50 to 60. So
I kind
of
like the under.
Yeah, the under?
Yeah.
I just see that dude, you know, maybe this is the game where Puka Nacua goes off, you know? So that's what scares me there.
Okay. Well, let's just keep moving. Let's see what else we can find here. We got Tyler Higbee, 27.5 receiving yards.
I like the over on that.
I like the over on that one too, buddy. Smash it, smash it. All right, Derek Carr, 221.5 passing yards.
Yeah, Olave's not in this game, so it makes me want to take the under, but
What about, let's see, Alvin Kamara, 52.5 rushing yards or 29.5 receiving yards?
I would like for it to give us a receiving plus rushing, but I like the over for
both. Oh, it actually does have one. It's rushing yards plus receiving, 86 and a half. Oof. I kind of like the receiving yards.
Yeah.
Taking the over on that?
Yeah, definitely. I think he gets over all of it, but I think the receiving is the safest.
Absolutely. I want one more, Trey. I want one more on here. It does have Chris Olave on here, over under 51 and a half, which I like the over if he plays. Mm-hmm. But let's kind of go back up.
If we bet and he doesn't play, it nulls the bet. It'll void, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Thrive Fantasy is good about nulling the bet, and they'll just take that out and they'll multiply the ones that you did hit. So that's one good thing about Thrive Fantasy for sure. But what do you think? Kyren Williams, 20 and a half receiving yards, or 111 and a half rushing and receiving?
Ooh. I like the 20 and a half receiving.
I do too. You want to hit the over?
Hit the over.
Okay, let's check it out. In a review, we've got Kyren Williams over 20 and a half receiving yards. We've got Cooper Kupp over 73 and a half. Tyler Higbee over 27 and a half. And then Alvin Kamara over 29 and a half. We going all over on this one, baby.
It's over.
It's kind of hard to pick under sometimes,
is,
you know?
It is, especially on guys like Puka Nacua, who at any given week could have 150 yards.
Exactly. $20 gets you $200, $204. What do you think?
Smash.
Hit it. Done. That's that easy, guys. It's that easy to make money on Thrive Fantasy. Guys, I love it. I love it, guys. Don't forget to check out Thrive Fantasy, my friends. They're doing all kinds of free stuff for new users. There's a link down in the description. And as always, you could use our promo code FORTHANDFLEX, man. They're matching your deposits for up to $250. And they don't just have NFL, man. They've even got esports on there, man. So if you like to bet on the NBA, all those type of things, Thrive Fantasy has got your back, just like these guys right here.
Yes, sir.
But guys, now it's that time of the week. It's time for some Thursday night football starts and sits. Trey. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thursday night football starts and sits. This week, we've got the Saints at the Rams.
Over under for this game is 44 and a half points. Vegas have the Rams picked to win by 3.5. And I'm going to ride with the Rams here, man. I really think that their offense is just more than what the Saints defense can handle. And the Saints offense is not where it should be.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. I mean, the Rams have just been – Matthew Stafford has been pretty great lately as of late, which is why we smashed the over on old Cooper Kupp. So I like the Rams to take the dub in this one as well, my friend. Take the dub indeed. Let's get to some Saints starts in this game. I do kind of like Derek Carr as a start in this game, and I think a lot of checkdowns to Alvin Kamara, and that's why I smashed all over on the receiving yards. And I think Alvin Kamara is a good start here as well. Also, if Chris Olave plays, I like him as a start. If he doesn't, I like Rashid Shaheed to get a lot of work in this game. And I'm sitting Taysom Hill in this game, my friends. He did the thing he always does, and that's pretend like he's going to be the man and then not be that man when you need him the most in week one of the fantasy playoffs, Trey. How's that make you feel?
It makes me feel like you sitting him this week is going to be 60 points left on my bench, but I agree with you.
Nah, I feel you, though. I feel you. And Juwan Johnson, I like as a sneaky tight end ad, Trey. Do a good start.
For sure.
Yes, sir. Good stuff.
Let's move it on to the Rams starts. A little bit easier to mingle through. You're starting Matthew Stafford. He had a great week last week, and you probably picked him up off on waivers. So fire up Matthew Stafford. Cooper Kupp, fire him up. Puka Nacua, it's not been to the level that it has at the beginning of the year, but it's still enough to be startable for your fantasy team, so fire him up. DeMarcus Robinson, take that flex shot on him. I think he's a fine start this week. And Tyler Higbee, obviously we've talked about him before, is a very manageable tight end for your team. And you can't forget about Kyren Williams, who I think is going to hit all the overs. So
hey, Kyren Williams smoking this year, my friends. A couple games out, that's okay. He comes back, act like he's never been gone. But I like what you got going on over there, Trey.
I think at the end of the year, we'll be calling Kyren Williams one of the best league winners out there.
Yeah, buddy. No doubt.
Straight from the waiver wire to the ship.
Absolutely. And guess what? He was on our waiver wire show back in the day, man.
You show enough, right?
Guys, we got a few more questions in the comments we need to get to. Mr. Bakes-a-Lot, I'm so sorry, buddy. A lot was going on. I missed yours. Forced trade league. Trade away means they got to trade away. Trade away Bijan, Brees, or Ridley. Bring back Diggs, James Coop, Cup, or Chuba in full PPR.
So looking at this, I'm not sure exactly how your forced trade works. Like, do they have to be even, or do you just have to put a guy out there and get a guy? Because based on what I'm seeing, Bijan, Brees, or Ridley, I would rather have Diggs, James Cook, Cup, or Chuba. So, I mean, really, I think regardless, you're going to get the better guy. But obviously, I'm looking for James Cook and Cooper Cup. And the guys that I'd be willing to get rid of, Bijan and Ridley, I'd have no problem for James Cook and Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, buddy, I agree. I agree, man. Yeah, James Cook has been cooking. Diggs, he's been but he's, I think, better than Ridley. Wouldn't you rather have Diggs than Ridley?
I would, because both of them have kind of had the same performance, you know, up and down, up and down, up and down. But when it comes time to round this time of the year in the playoffs, I think I like Diggs.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Especially the way the Bills just destroyed last week, man. Bijan. What's going on with Bijan, Trey?
He's about to be gone from my fantasy team.
Be gone, Robinson. I love it. I love it. I love it. Appreciate the question, Mr. Bakes-a-Lot, man. And hey, ATA Hoops, welcome back, my friends. Walker, Bijan, or Ramondre if he plays?
Look, man, if Ramondre plays, I really like him a lot. But you can't sit K-9 after the game he had last night. You got to go Kenneth Walker all day.
You have to, especially when Pete Carroll gets in that mode, that gum gets a chewing, and he's like, run, 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 run. Yesterday, we were watching the game, man. I just couldn't believe that they kept running the ball. They just kept it going.
No, I think I counted one time. Kenneth Walker got the ball eight downs in a row. Whether that was a pass or a run, he got the ball eight downs in a row.
Hope you had him in your leagues last week. And Mr. Bakes-a-Lot says it's one for one. I'm thinking Bijan for Cup.
Yeah, I think that's great. I personally would rather have James Cook than Cup. After the game he did, I mean, you're in the playoffs now. You know what I mean? It's playoff time. And if they're riding his hand, I want to ride with them. But I think the Cup is probably the safer bet. So I understand your thinking there. I like it regardless. I think you're going to be all right.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Let's see. Yes, guys. Awesome, man. Thank you for the questions. We do have a starts and sits show coming up on Friday. After you get a lot of these good waiver wire ads that we put out there, man, come back and ask us all your questions on our starts and sits show. Guys, do us a favor. Please don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe to Fourth and Flex if you haven't done that already. We appreciate the love. We appreciate the love. And guys, don't forget, man, you can join our Patreon. Become a part of the Fourth and Flex family, man. Patreon has officially launched. Patreon.com/Fourth and Flex. Where you at, Tommy? Where you at? Hey, Bucks got the dub. You supposed to join the Patreon. I ain't got a notification or nothing, my friends. Yes, sir. Check out the Patreon, man. Lots of good perks, man. Check it out, man. You can see all the good perks you can get by becoming part of the family and becoming one of these flexes over here. And there's one thing that I just feel like I have to mention because I mention it every week. Trey?
Do we have merch?
We got merch. We do got merch, guys. Grab your shirt, grab your hat, do something to support your boys over here. Buy a sticker. A sticker helps us so much. Check it out. There's a link down in the description along with everything else that we've talked about here on the show. Guys, thank you so much for watching. And we shall see thee on the next one.
Peace.
Check out fourthandflex.com where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's fourthandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show.